Chad realized that there was, a pile of number two in the Horn studio.
Yeah, good Samaritan.
Yes. So we have spoken with Chad Hastings today. We have spoken with Aaron Hogan today. We go back to the Vaqueros Cafe and Cantina Hotline to welcome the other half of Mornings with Bucky and Aaron. He is Bucky Godbolt. And Bucky, you did a four-hour radio program earlier today without noticing that there was a pile of dog crap within a few feet of you. How does that make you feel?
It makes me feel stupid.
Were you?
I mean, do you see the workout stuff that I have in here? And I'm on the floor
yes!
in the studio on a lot of occasions with my hands on the ground.
Yes.
Well, I'll tell you where that pile of crap came from. It's those clowns that do a show on Sunday mornings. The Outdoor Adventures or whatever it is, Mr. Green Jeans, Butt Rash, and the Gatekeeper.
I don't think those are their names. But you're accusing
sure?
people? You've got to...
No, because I got down to the nuts and bolts of this because nobody really wants to know the truth. But the truth is I talked to Sam Pica and found out that the same dudes that were talking about homeless people having pets. And how is that possible for homeless people to take care of a pet? If they have a dog, they're too poor to have a pet and all this. They were going on their, outdoor rant slash political rant on a Sunday morning. And they talked about how it's embarrassing for these people that are just don't have anything to have pets while their dog is in there crapping in the corner. At least their dogs crap outdoors.
It's
the most disgusting, unbelievable thing that you can talk about from one bunch of hypocrites to nobody.
All right.
They're in there with their silly-ass dogs crapping in the corner and talking about homeless people and their dogs. How ironic is that?
So, wow.
So I've got to ask you, Buck, because you brought up the workout equipment, and yes, you do some sort of workout every day. Did you do any sort of workout this morning?
I did. I was on the floor, but I was over by the TV.
Okay.
I don't know which corner was in that these non-homeless dudes bringing in their pets to crap and piss all over the place on a Sunday, and then for us to have to put our hands in that studio on a Monday. It's totally ridiculous.
Yes.
And so perfectly hypocritical.
I'm so
great about that. A wonderful outdoor show that doesn't give you anything about the weather of where's the fishing at, but they're spending their time worried about the homeless. Isn't that wonderful? While Poncho's pissing and pooping in the corner.
Poncho?
Is that his name?
I don't even know the name of the dog.
Do you know anybody who has a dog named Poncho?
Oh, man.
No.
I don't think Poncho is the name.
I mean, what is this?
We're about to have a war between the weekday shows and the weekend shows up here, man.
Wow.
The first one's in there on Monday, and I can't believe they're having this discussion. Every once in a while, I'll hit that show because I need my ignorance for the week. So actually, I tune in for about 2 seconds for my laugh of the week, but they're talking about the wrong thing because there it is. There's their little mongrel sitting in the corner with his tail up and his poop out, peeing and pooping in the corner. How wonderful for them.
Oh, man. Well, I can't believe you guys did a full
and Bucky, did you think
show.
do you think the studio smelled any funkier than it usually does? It's always a stench in here.
Stinks. Yeah. Right, what else? No. But when we come in, it's an ice box. So, maybe the poop froze when Hogan and I get in there.
The
air conditioner's so cold in there. Maybe it's frozen. Maybe it's like a frozen popsicle in the corner. Poopsicle.
I guess it's better that it was cold when y'all got here, right? Because if it was hot, then it would have smelled even worse.
Oh man.
Oh no. And by the time our show is over with, when Craig and Jeff get in there, they always complain. Man, it's warm in here. So it must have been the poopsicle was starting to melt by the time they came in.
So we're going poopsicle.
That is gross. I'm going to tell you something. That's beyond gross. That is so disgusting.
It's not even the grossest.
So
it's not even the grossest bathroom related incident we've had this year at this place.
Unfortunately, he's right.
Well, wait a minute. But this isn't the bathroom. This is where we sit and work and do shows.
Yeah.
So Buck exercises.
Yeah.
Oh, you had your hands in your face and your. Oh.
I know, man. I'm disgusted. It's gross. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to bring my Pyrenees in tomorrow and sit him in the corner. And when he's got a crap, I'm going to say, hey, right there.
But don't do that. That's only going to affect us.
It's going to be like the little.
It's okay. It seems like an okay thing to do.
We have to go get some AstroTurf like they do in the airports and just have a little corner for the dogs and they can all go there, apparently.
No, how about the take the dog outside?
Oh,
leave Lefty and Poncho at the farm or wherever you're coming from.
Lefty and Poncho.
Now he's added another random name to the dogs.
Seriously, if you're going to talk about how terrible somebody is and how disgusting it, the type of people that they are, why not you not be one of them if you think it's so bad?
Goodness.
Agreed. I'm with you.
You know?
I'm with you, Buck.
Oh, my God.
Thanks for your insight.
Hey, Buck, did you, you did have COVID at one point. Did you lost your sense of smell, right? Is it possible you just don't have your sense of smell?
No. No. My wife made me lasagna last week. I've been smelling and eating lasagna for days.
All right.
I know what a pile of crap smells like. I have a big Pyrenees dog, and he's got those piles where you can't miss them. If you step in them, that's your fault.
Mm. Oh, wow.
When you started with my wife, I was a little bit concerned about the direction.
And Chad went in there and picked it up?
Chad picked it up. He didn't notice until like 2 o'clock. He was...
Hey, how about getting on the phone and calling up Butt Rash, Gatekeeper, and Green Jeans and tell them to come in and pick up their dog crap?
Green Jeans.
Dude, these nicknames are spectacular.
I know. They seem like they would
I'm
get us in trouble.
I'm not even sure who
so
he's talking about anymore. Oh, I don't know who these guys are. Unreal.
I know.
All right.
They're the...
Wow.
We'll be listening tomorrow because I'm sure you and E are gonna be talking about this a lot.
It's going to be great.
Oh, I'm going to go and put an X marks the spot in that corner now. Gross. That's gross, Rod B. You know that's gross. You're a clean guy.
It's disgusting.
That's dirty. That's filthy.
It is. I agree. I was fine with the random smells in here, but now that I know what was the source of one of the smells was actual poop, it's disturbing.
Yeah.
We need to bring some Febreze in here. Febreze this whole damn place. We do.
Right? Get a hazmat unit up in there. I got to wear a suit in there tomorrow morning, a hazmat suit.
Oh, man.
What a bit that would be. All right, Buck.
Thanks, Buck.
Your insight, your intel, man.
I'm
so sorry about the day you've had. That's brutal. That is brutal. There he goes. Bucky Godbolt.